بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم أما بعد After Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Masjid al-Aqsa on the night of Mi'raj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, together with Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam and other noble angels, climbed up to the heavens. According to some narrations, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbed the skies while sitting on the Buraq. And according to other narrations, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam climbed the sky with the help of a ladder decorated with gems and emeralds with a group of angels on either side of him. Again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, certain Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, on the different skies. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reached the first heaven and the heavens were excited to have the honor of meeting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this night. So there is a system Allah Ta'ala has, that there are angels at the entrance of every heaven, at the door of every heaven. Jibreel alayhi salam had to seek permission to enter, and the gatekeeper of the first heaven asked, "Who is with you?" So he replied, "Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is with me." "Was he invited over here?" the angel asked. When Jibreel alayhi salam replied that he was, the angels warmly welcomed him and opened the door for him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the entrance of the first heaven, where he saw an elderly man. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam explained that this is your father, Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Go and make salam to him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made salam to him. He affectionately responded to the salam warmly and said, "Marhaba, welcome to a pious son and a pious prophet." Hazrat Maulana Idris Sahab explains in his kitab Siratul Mustafa that at every heaven this question was asked, "Was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited?" So he said that this is because of excitement. There was an excitement in every heaven, waiting and expecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come. And that is why at each heaven, Jibreel alayhi wa sallam sought permission, and then the angel asked, "Who is with you? Was he invited here?" This was to increase the excitement and also the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that no Nabi in his lifetime was honored with the Mi'raj like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was honored. So on the first heaven, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. And whilst meeting him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw some people on Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's right side and some on his left side. When Hazrat Adam alayhi salam saw those that were on his right side, he would smile in happiness. And when he saw those on his left, he would weep in sadness. Jibreel alayhi salam explained, "Those on his right are his pious children who will go to Jannah. When he looks at them, he is pleased. And those on his left were his evil children who will be thrown into the fire of Jahannam. He weeps in sorrow when he sees them." May Allah Ta'ala make us from the pious ones. Then on the second heaven, the same conversation took place with the gatekeeper. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was allowed in. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam. Then on the third heaven, and each time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told to go make salam. And they welcomed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the third heaven, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam met Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. And when he saw Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, "Yusuf alayhi salam was extremely handsome." Yusuf alayhi salam was extremely handsome. He was given, say, half of all beauty that was given to man. The other half was given to Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was even more handsome. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was even more beautiful. That if the ladies, the friends of Zulaykha, when they saw Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam and his beauty, they became besides themselves. If they had to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam really, they would have cut their hearts out of their chests. That is how beautiful Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam visited the fourth heaven, where he met Hazrat Idris alayhi salam. On the fifth heaven, he met Hazrat Harun alayhi salam. On the sixth heaven, he met Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And on the last, seventh heaven, he met Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. It is mentioned that there is the Baytul Ma'mur, and Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was resting against the Baytul Ma'mur, which is the Kaaba of the Malaika, and he had children. He was playing with all the orphan Muslim children that passed away. So to say, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is taking care of them there in Jannat. Jibreel alayhi salam told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam, this is now your great-great-grandfather, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. We know Ibrahim alayhi salam had two sons, Ismail alayhi salam and Ishaq alayhi salam. And from Ismail alayhi salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam came from that lineage. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam went ahead and made salam with him. And he also said, مرحبا بابن الصالح والنبي الصالح. Welcome to a pious son and to a pious prophet. It is our belief that the Anbiya alayhi salam are all alive in the graves. Allah Ta'ala has made the ground haram. He made it haram for the ground, for the insects, etc., to consume the bodies of the Anbiya alayhi salam. So all the Anbiya alayhi salam are alive in the graves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. Subhanallah.